This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. President Donald Trump is now officially a Florida resident, and he's home for the holidays. He held a rally billed as a homecoming last night in Broward County, and he touched on issues including the economy, immigration, and impeachment.
Now the same maniacs are pushing the deranged impeachment. Think of this. Impeachment. Impeachment. A witch hunt.
WLRN's Daniel Rivero and I were outside the BB&T Center in Sunrise before the event.
All hats, $10, $10 hats.
A sea of people dressed in red are advancing towards the doors of the BB&T Center. And as they walk, they pass an open market of Trump merchandise. Javier Morejon is from Homestead. He's checking out t-shirts at a table. He's got his eyes on the one with a big gun on it, a 45.
Yeah, I like that Trump 45 because the 44 didn't work for 8 years.
Trump is the 45th president. Barack Obama was the 44th. Morejon's wife, Christy, has her eyes on another shirt. It's red with sparkling blue letters. It says,
adorable, deplorable.
Brock and Tony Klein showed up to the event from Boca Raton. Almost everyone around them is wearing red, but the couple stands out with green kilts and a pair of bagpipes.
We just want to see if President Trump will let us play inside in front of everybody. You want to play Amazing Grace together, Tony?
Jessica Rio came to support the president from Hollywood. She called it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see him, only a few miles from her home.
He's really making America good. I mean, great. The country is blooming again, and I feel like everybody is like respecting the country more than before. So it makes me so proud of him.
James Bartlett drove up to the rally from South Dade. He's amped up to defend the president against the ongoing impeachment inquiry that's happening in the House.
It's been this way since he won the election. He wasn't even voted in yet, and they were already trying to figure out how to get him out. I voted for him, and I resent the fact that they are trying to get rid of my vote.
I'm Danny Rivero.
And I'm Katie Switalski. On one side of the parking lot here, across a marshy grass median, there's what some call an unwelcoming for the president, a defeat Trump counter-protest organized by the Florida Democratic Party. At least 100 people are waving handmade signs, wearing blue t-shirts, Statue of Liberty costumes, and chanting.
Lock him up! Lock him up!
Miami-based artist and activist Alessandra Mondolfi lays out fabric banners she's made in the grass. They're inspired by street signs.
This one says, please excuse our appearance. Removal of president in progress. Your engagement is crucial, and that is something I want to emphasize. We the people have the power. The future is in our hands.
Another art installation, the large baby Trump balloon, is getting inflated behind her. David Fishkind holds one of the strings for the yellow hair. He lives nearby in Sunrise.
It takes 8 people to handle the balloon effectively. He's going to be flying at 60 feet. He's going to have 1,200 pounds of helium in him. Till it's time to deflate him safely, I'm not moving an inch.
The balloon takes at least an hour to get up in the air.
Anything that irks and gets his attention is something that we certainly can do, and we're going to do it every opportunity, and we're going to exercise our First Amendment rights and hopefully do it safely.
Margarita Hernandez was helping people update their voting information for the Florida Democratic Party. She says she's worried about immigration issues under the president, including the program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Its future will be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court sometime next year.
I have a lot of friends that benefit from DACA, so it's very sad to see them, you know, just kind of get nervous about the whole situation. It's not fair to them.
And President Trump brought up immigration at the rally.
The far left's embrace of sanctuary cities demonstrates their scorn and disdain for everyday Americans.
He is expected to spend the Thanksgiving holiday at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. I'm Katie Switalski.